Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Back in the building. This is Shift Real Talk Tuesdays, and I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm Pastor J.
Y'all, we are back. And today's topic is going to be a fireball. The topic is marriage the answer? Have you been in a relationship for years, and you think the next step, marriage?
Or even a relationship for months.
The next step, is it marriage? There are a lot of questions that are posed when you hear, is marriage the answer? If you want to know more about it, listen, come on back after this. Let's get it.
What up, people?
All right, y'all, we back.
Yo, we back, man.
Back in the building. Yes.
We are here. Hey, listen, just a few housekeeping rules.
Okay.
We have been doing this podcast for 1 year.
This week is 1 year.
We have been here at Sacred Stone Studios. This podcast.
Yeah.
Giving you guys what God has given us, man. We just grateful for this opportunity, man, to be doing this for 1 year.
Every
week God has been giving us something different, man. And we thank God for that, y'all.
I remember how afraid we were when we first started.
When we first started, it was crazy, man, because it was like, oh God, people gonna see me live. And they already see my past, the so they're going to take the judgment that's going to come with it, man. I was real nervous, but the more we did it, man. So we're actually celebrating this weekend.
Yes.
This weekend, Saturday at 7:30. Hey, Sheena, we are celebrating this Saturday.
Sheena.
We're having a celebration. And guess what, y'all? The event is sold out. It is sold out, man.
We sold it out, yo.
Seriously, I am so grateful.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have a ball, man. We're going to do it the shift way.
The shift way.
And we just wanted to kind of come on and tell you that. And just thank God for you, man, for just those who have been supporting. And we thank God for those who haven't supported. We thank God for you too, man. And I mean, because
those who desired to,
and those who desired and didn't have a chance to, and just got busy with your different schedules, man. We thank God for everybody, man. For real, we thank God for you guys, man. And we're gonna kind of get in this topic, man. After we pray real quick, Lord, we honor you, God. We adore you, God. We just worship you, God, because you're so mighty. You're wonderful, God. You're awesome. You're amazing, God. You never continue to amaze us, God, because, God, you just always show yourself mighty. You always show yourself strong, God. In the midst of this storm, God, you just awesome, God. And we thank you, God. God, we honor you, God. Continue to use us like never before, God. And especially in times like this, God, when people are really looking for you, God. Oh, God, so our desire, God, is to be different and impactful, God, and lead people to Christ. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
We just thank y'all, man. Hey, sis, how y'all doing? Today, we are talking about, is marriage the answer?
Lasagna, we are talking about it. Keisha.
Is marriage the answer? Hey, Sharice Thornton. We love you, sis.
Hey, sis. Okay, so I'm interested to know about this, too, because this is going to be
My wife said something in the beginning, and she was saying how, thank you, Paul. Call me, man. I need to talk to you after that. But anyway, my wife said something that's so key. A lot of people get into relationships. Sometimes the relationship is short. Sometimes the relationship is long.
Years.
But because you're in a relationship, Is marriage the answer for this relationship? Is marriage the answer
for this relationship? And we need feedback. Y'all know how the Real Talk and Nation is.
So I kind of want to start off with this. I kind of want to start off with, like, I believe, I mean, I can only use me because I'm the best example. You know what I'm saying? And okay. I'm gonna talk to my baby today because we don't have guests today. Man, we've been having guests for the last couple of weeks, and they've been awesome. And it's been awesome, man. But today, I'm gonna talk to my baby. She here, and because I remember dating. My idea of dating was intimacy. And intimacy, we can use that as like a euphemism of really understanding that is a physical. It's a physical need or a physical want for a physical desire. So we really believe a lot of times that intimacy is the thing that manages relationships. So what we do is we do everything. We're perfect daters. We bring on this big, great impression because our goal in the end is intimacy, physical intimacy. That is the goal. That was my goal.
Right.
When I dated. I went over and beyond in the beginning. That's what I did. I went over and above and beyond in the beginning of the relationship.
He did it to me too.
Yeah, well, you were kind of different because I wasn't looking really for you. I wasn't looking for a relationship at that point. I was really looking for who I was. So, you know,
So with you, it was different,
but everybody else that I got with, there was a motive behind it. I really physically
You're
was.
Right. It wasn't a motive.
It was a motive behind it. So I was physically trying to fill a need of a physical attraction or a physical need. Okay. But the thing is, we don't realize that that intimacy is something more different than just that physical need. And a lot of times when we lose things, like, you know, I've lost things in my, you know, I've lost things. Mm-hmm. I lost my mom passed away.
Right.
You know, I've lost even people that I dated that I was in love with, you know what I'm saying? I was in love with other people, babe. I thought you was. Because when you're really looking for love, I mean, you're looking for what was missing, so or what you've lost. So I lost a lot of things, and I lost a lot of things that I cherished and I fell in love with. So what I did was, when I lost those things, I was looking to fulfill what I was missing when I lost. So the thing was, as I lost those things, I needed. What I did was I got attracted to somebody who had the characteristic of what love was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if they brung a characteristic of love and it was like, okay, woof, it wasn't even the person that I was in love with. I was in love with the trait of love because of what
I
lost.
They was bringing to the table. Okay.
So in times like that, I mean, how could you tell if that's because a lot of times, babe, like, you know, especially when I came to you.
You get into the marriages, is marriage the answer?
Yeah. We going somewhere with this.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going somewhere. Stay with me.
I'm trying.
Stay with me.
Okay.
So I did those things because I was really, really trying to fulfill a void.
Right.
So back then when I lost things, what I did was this person came with some character traits that I felt the institution would suffice what I lost. And then what I did was I felt because I was with them, let's go to the altar and get married. We might as well.
That's the next step.
Because that's the next step. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I felt like, hey, let's do it. Let's get married.
So, okay. So basically you got married thinking that was just the thing that you were supposed to do next.
I felt like it would legalize the intimacy that I was looking for.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So it would legalize the intimacy that I was looking for at the time.
And it was
only because of what I lost. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times.
Okay, wait. Break that down a little bit because you in the deep waters.
Oh, yeah, I'm in
the
deep waters.
The shallow. Okay, so you basically, you lost your mother.
Yeah.
So because you lost your mother, you was in a dark place.
I was in a very bad dark place.
The person that you was dating at the time was there for you.
Yeah.
You filled that void. And that plus the fact of desiring sexual intercourse.
Right? Yes, because I felt the physical guilt. Intimacy would make up for what I was missing.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That physical intimacy would make up for what I was missing because of what I lost.
Right.
this is why we got to understand when you get with people, you know, just look at these little character traits. You know what I'm saying? Are they trying to fill voids? Are they trying? Have they lost things in their life? Have they gotten over past relationships?
That's one thing right there. Have they gotten over past relationships or past hurts?
Yes.
Because if they didn't, like if you're with somebody, let's say you with a young lady and she has issues of abandonment, mm-hmm. but you really, really desire her. You really in love with this lady and you want to show her basically, I won't abandon you. I'm here for you. And you get married thinking that getting married would prove to her and show her.
Yeah. Getting married.
That your desire is not to hurt her. You want to be there for her and all of that stuff. But then when you get into the marriage, you realize there's so many more underlying issues than just that one abandonment thing that you thought you fixed by getting married. Is marriage the answer?
Yeah, that's true. Look, I just want you to read with Lasagna because that is so dope. What okay, Lasagna Easterland Noah would put up on the
screen. She said the purpose of dating is to find that someone for you to spend the rest of your life with. If it hurts, it won't work. If the commitment is slow, it won't grow. If the relationship ain't allowing you to be you, it's not true. You are a poet, honey.
So that Lasagna was beautiful. Easterling.
I'm going to give you a heart for that one. That was beautiful.
That was awesome. Yes, that's true. That is so true. And that was, like I said, that was, but see, it was because of what I brung into the relationships that I was trying to get into.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was a purpose behind it. I really felt intimacy, the physical part would be enough. You know, because like I said, we don't know what dating is. We really don't. I mean,
I don't think there is a textbook answer for it. But at the same time, marriage won't fix it.
Yeah, marriage does not fix dating.
Some people, okay, that her family knows my family. You know, we all like one big family. We've been together so long. Is marriage the answer?
Is marriage the answer?
Is it the answer? A lot of people don't realize that in that case, marriage is not the next step is not marriage. Marriage is for a purpose. There's a purpose to getting married.
Yes, it is.
What is the answer to the stuff that you go through in your marriage, the hurts that this person is, this person's so hurt? And a lot of times women, we try to fix it. We try to fix men. I know he got this going on. I know he cussed me out. I know, girl, I know he got a nasty attitude. Girl, I know he deal with this and all that stuff. And we stay because we think we can either fix it or we stay because we've been manipulated to believe if we leave that he won't be all right. We have been broken in that relationship. Mm-hmm. And then you hear some women saying, well, I know he's crazy.
Yeah.
So because I know he's crazy, I'm not finna leave him and get with somebody else. And then I got to start over trying to figure him out.
Let me ask you something, man. I hear a lot of women, well, not just a lot of women, but I hear a lot of men. Mm-hmm. They do this as well. They have this list. And this list is like he got a good job or he's a good father.
The list of expectations.
Yeah, list of expectations. Yeah, that dream guy.
Yeah.
Now, I remember, I'm just a little sidebar note. I remember, you know, me and Zion, I used to take when I was in my younger mindset of dating before I got married.
Right.
I used to take my son around a lot, but I always knew that was an attention getter for a lot of women because if they seen me with my son, oh wow, this guy he's out by himself. He's taking care of his son.
Used my baby.
I did use him a lot, but then a lot of times I really.
But he was with me anyway.
He was with me anyway, so I might as well, kill two birds with one stone, try to get something. But they would always come, hey, look, he is so cute, and buy us a candy. And at the end of the day, I'd be like, yeah, you know, he is cute. We trying to find his mama, but she ain't here.
See? I thought that was just in the movies.
No, it wasn't in the movies. I mean, but these were certain things that most people, they put out there that, you know, that with this list. And I really believe a lot of people, I'm going to ask you this question, but I want to say this. I really believe that a lot of people who put this list up is looking on their own to fill voids.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? So when they put this list up, is what they believe is going to fulfill what they need. So if mm-hmm. so how do you know a person with a good job is going to be what you need?
How do you know that a person with a good job that was is the question? Pay the bills?
Yeah, there you go.
He might spin off, and all of a sudden you're wondering where the money went.
That's right. He definitely, just because he got a good job don't mean he's going to be a good husband.
Right.
That don't mean it. So do you really, because I know a lot of women, like, all it takes is for a guy to spend a lot of money, like, taking them out, and he spent all this money and took me to a fine restaurant. Girl, he's a keeper. Have you ever dealt with that? And then if you did, what was your mentality behind
that? Well, I haven't actually dealt with that because it took more, I had a father in my home, so it took more than just he paid a little for a little meal. Sorry.
See, this is why it's so important to find out if she had a father in her life. Come on.
But even if she doesn't, that doesn't mean she's bad stock. I'm just saying. I had a good example, but I'm interested. Let's go, cause we going all the way over there.
I'm over there to come here, though.
Okay, well, since we're back, I have a question. What made you think of the question, is marriage enough? What sparked that question?
Is marriage the answer?
Is marriage the answer? I'm sorry.
Because a lot of people, I was really explaining it to you, but I guess... Okay. Is marriage... That sparked up because I see a lot of people mm-hmm. who use marriage for not what God intended.
Okay, let's go there.
Because again, because some people get married because they love the person. You know right. what I'm saying? And I really believe that love is not what marriage is about. It's right. not about love. Like, I mean, and let me explain what I mean when I Please. Say that, because you got to be in love with the person. But mm-hmm. a lot of things, because I love you, you know, this is a reason to marry the person. But I believe if you have a purpose, like according to the scripture, God gave Adam a purpose. And he said, that man mm-hmm. does not deserve to be alone. It is that man with a purpose. And he said, I will give him a helper suitable for him. Suitable for him. So a lot of times it didn't say nothing about love.
Hmm.
It didn't say nothing like, oh, Adam was so in love with Eve that they had to get together.
Right. Okay, I see where you're going with that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It didn't say, oh, because Eve was so gorgeous that Adam fell in love with her and then they got married. It didn't say that.
Right.
It didn't say that. Right. So a lot of times when I hear people say, if I hear people say, well, yeah, I love her so much. Man, I love him so much. And then that's all they have.
Yeah.
That's all they have. So there's no purpose behind the marriage. And so, Dad, I'm sorry.
Okay, because I was going to say, because first of all, the thing that I thought about when you came to me, yeah, he said some people get married to combine incomes. We're going to talk about that too. But see, what I thought about when you said, when you came to me with, is marriage the answer? I thought about a lot of things. I thought about, okay, so... First of all, do you even understand what marriage is? Because if people don't understand what marriage is, then they can't fix. Well, you can't fix anything with marriage anyway. Like Kim Scott.
Yeah, Kim Scott said something that was so key
Kim
too.
Kim said marriage is never the answer to fix anything, to fix a void, pregnancy, or anything. Marriage is sacred, not a tool to fix what is broken. So it's like we know what marriage is not. But do we know what marriage is?
And two, I grew up in the church, right? Now, mind you, we were younger. I grew up in a church that you could not have a baby without marrying that person. Even if you was just attracted to this person right. physically.
That wasn't the answer.
They felt because y'all had a baby that y'all are already doing married things, and what y'all need to do is right. go ahead and go to the altar because y'all had a baby. Y'all done sinned. Let's make this right in the eyesight of God.
But these days, it seems like either people shine away from being married, so they'll just stay together, or they get married because they, you know, it appears to be this fairy tale type situation, or it's a situation like I said when you first told me that will fix their issues. Okay, right now he's this, and that, but when we get married, but if you see that these issues exist before you get married, there is absolutely no way they're going to get better just because you marry that person. I even know some people, some young ladies, some women who they're with someone who's treating them horrible.
What's up, bro?
They're with someone who's treating them bad. Like, mm-hmm. this person does not treat them like the queen that they are. Yet, they get excited when he brings up the fact of, yeah, I'm going to marry you.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you want to get married to that person if you're not being treated right?
And like Quincy said, I think I heard that too. Like especially how things are so expensive, you know, yeah. housing and yeah. apartments are so expensive. So people say, hey, I'm going to combine my income right. with your income. Right. So, and let's just be right. Let's just get married so that our
two
income
heads,
could.
Two heads
are better than one.
Yeah.
No.
Because one person can easily lose that income.
That's why I asked you that question.
Like what?
Is that a characteristic to show that this man is going to be a good husband for you because he has a good job?
No. Those things that we have on the list, half the time just on that list because, let's just put it like this. I don't know too many women who, and there are some out there, who when you look back at this list of expectations that you've had for who you're going to mm-hmm. want to be with, he not on that paper. The one that you actually got with is not on that paper.
Wow. Because true. That is true.
Because the paper is our fantasy, almost like our fantasy, you know, our fantasy pit. But the person we get with is the person that reflects who we are on the inside.
But see, that's why I was trying to explain what I was explaining earlier about mm-hmm. how a lot of these voids happen. Because what happens is when we come from a situation that has hurt us,
yeah,
and we have had love in that situation. Mm-hmm. Now what we do is go into the next situation and put up this list to feel that this yes. is what we need because of what we didn't have here.
Do you know how many times I hear women say, well, he has this, at least he's this, that, and this guy that she just got out of a relationship with, well, he didn't have that. He didn't treat me like that. This guy, at least he treats me like that. Not thinking about all the other stuff that comes along with this guy. Because the guy that they were with treated them a certain way. Now, this new guy is treating them better than that guy, but he's still not the guy.
So how do you, so let's talk about that. How do you know whether or not you're getting with someone who has these voids? How do you know?
Who has the voids?
Has voids. How do you know?
Everybody has voids.
I'm saying, has voids, and you know that
when
they're bringing
when
them
we
voids.
When we're saying voids, it's those places, those empty places that they're trying to
what
fill
happens
with
is,
the woman.
Yeah, because what happens is, when you get with that person, they overcompensate. They do extra stuff because
in the beginning, especially.
Yeah, they do, especially in the beginning. Everybody,
love bombing.
Yeah, love bombing in the beginning, man.
Take you out, you know, buy you and your homegirl something. Come over to your table. Hey, how you doing? Can I buy y'all a
What's
drink?
What's up, Herman?
Or whatever the case they do, whatever it is they do, they get with you. They excited about the relationship. They loving on you, bringing you flowers. All this stuff in the very beginning to kind of capture your attention and just make your desire for him stronger, and yeah. then. It kind of like wanes a little bit, kind of, you know, the glitter kind of like fade a bit, but then you still looking for that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to keep looking for that guy that you met in the beginning, but he not coming back.
But like I was saying, I was telling you, I had, and I'm going to go back to me with my situation here, because I thought the intimacy that mm-hmm. I thought was going to help me get what I needed, it really was a physical thing that really died, because physically,
yeah, when you start off
when
with
you
the
start
physical.
Off with physical, that dies, because at some point, if you go gung ho, because you give everything yep. to get physical,
yeah, to get it,
yeah,
to get
you
the
give
physical.
Everything to yeah. get that physical,
and that woman is falling in
yeah.
love with you.
So when after you get that physical, there's nothing else left. Because again, because what you're doing when you get physical, wow. you're joining two souls and two spirits together.
That's right.
The two shall become one. That's what that means. You're joining together. So after you've been joined together in a marital covenant, you have not established nothing else.
What's next?
What is next after that? It's like,
marriage.
I don't even love this person.
Marriage.
I love the idea of this person yeah. loving me.
People think it's marriage.
And they think it's marriage. So,
but marriage is like such a beautiful union.
Hey, Candy.
When you get into it, first of all, whole. People try to get into these marriages broken, trying to think that this other person is going to make them whole. That's not when you should get married.
Well, I think, too, I just think.
Let me finish,
baby. I'm sorry.
I was in deep thought.
Okay, go ahead.
I was in deep words.
Her deep thought is, it get deep, y'all. So let me get her deep because she don't want me to get no deeper than her right now.
No, that's not it, baby. It's not a competition.
I know, I'm just joking.
See, the thing is, when we understand marriage comes with purpose. If my husband did not have purpose for our marriage, then our marriage would probably be very mundane. I know, I see it. Our marriage would probably be very mundane. It would be, it wouldn't have nothing to really keep it going but love. Mm-hmm. And then you know how some people, I love you today. I hear people say, I love you today. I love them today, but I might not love them tomorrow. That's not love. But the thing is, because he has purpose, I don't get frustrated because God said I'm going to make a helper suitable for him. Mm-hmm. So that means I came into his life to help him with something. That is what the way marriage was set up. So we become one. I'm helping him with something. But if he has no purpose, if he does not know what his purpose is in the kingdom, because this is God's thing. If he doesn't know what his purpose is in the kingdom, I'm going to be a frustrated helper because I'm not going to have anything to do.
That's right. And then too, if I may, Lady Free.
Yes.
Lady Free.
Yes, please.
So if I may, I believe what happens is a lot of us really don't invest in the real intimacy. Mm-hmm. And the real intimacy is not physical at all.
It's not.
The real intimacy is when you are able to be vulnerable. When you are able to open up yourself.
Yes.
When you're able to open up yourself and really explain how you feel, mm-hmm. and then tell what you like.
Yes.
And tell what you think. When you do that, you're investing into the relationship.
Yeah.
You're investing into the relationship. And when you invest the right way into the relationship, it grows. Then you'll understand. You'll understand now, after knowing this person, after they're opening up and giving to yourself. Because a lot of problem comes when people don't open up.
But a lot of
they
problems,
hide who they are.
Yeah.
And they hide because, again, they don't want to deal with that person, who that person is, under all of that.
They don't want to deal with
all of that money, under all of that having a good job, under all of that having
nice cars,
and under all that, people really don't want you to really know who they are.
Really are, yeah.
They don't. So because of that. They won't give you them. They're only going to give you what they feel that they need so that they can get what they want. And so it becomes manipulation.
Okay, I see where you're going. So that's why they do all of that extra stuff in the beginning.
To
get you to fall for that person.
To not have to deal with who they are.
Because when that person, when that other who they truly are comes out, you're going to be so in love already. That person that you find out that who he is, you're gonna accept it. You're gonna be more accepting of that guy.
Yeah,
trying to search for the first guy.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm saying. So it's like you put so much time investing in being this great dater, this great socializer, this great having fun guy, you know, or this having
this
fun
great
girl.
Wife who does not have the title of wife, just doing wifely stuff for her boyfriend.
Who they have a good time with. And that's it. They just have a good time. And they have a good time to do what? To end up with the end result. And that's to be in a physical, intimated relationship.
I just made a word up.
That's right. Intimated relationship. It's intimated rated. But true. So it's very important that we invest the right things, or open up, be able to be yourself. Because when you do that, now you set a pattern of a level of patience. Because when you really start finding out who somebody is, you learn to be patient with them. Because now you really understand it. Because guess what? When this person is really coming with the motive of the physical intimacy, you lose patience because they're doing a lot of stuff that goes against, you know, the love that really
because
supposed
that
to be
love
in
love is really a false sense of love because their motive is the end result of sexual intercourse, intimacy, and all of that.
I hear
but,
you.
Okay, I see what you're saying. But if that person really does love you, you'll see some patience there.
You see patience. That means they're being patient to your flaws, to your feelings.
That's how you know.
To your feelings, to what you saw, and you know what I'm saying? It's just you being vulnerable, and there's nothing like being with a person who takes your vulnerability and nurtures it and gives you back. This is what I deal with, y'all. This is why I say, is marriage the answer for a lot of this stuff? The answer really is, it's not marriage. It is really to really understand being able to be vulnerable, being able to heal from your past. Because those are certain questions that you really got to find out, even if you should move on in the relationship. Did you heal?
Right. Did you heal?
Did you heal from your past?
Did you really take some time to heal? Because a lot of people say the best way to get over the last man is to get a new man or vice versa with the women. That's not true. Because if you did not have time to truly heal, then what you're doing is you just putting that pain in your bag.
Exactly.
You're throwing your bag over your shoulder and you on to the next.
And that's what that is. See, because we have not healed, we believe marriage is going to be the thing that heals us.
Right. Marriage does not heal her.
Marriage does not heal places and broken people. Right. It don't do it.
It won't do
it. Trust me. When people get in marriages, they do not change. They don't get better.
Sometimes it gets worse.
I believe they grow. So as you grow, that you're supposed to grow, but as you grow, but see, there's a key to growing. You got to, that vulnerability, that open, being open, it helps you grow. Because that's really, when you invest, I promise you, you look for returns in your investment. You don't invest without expecting a great return.
Right. But even in that, I love that you said one thing, just to reiterate, if this person is not patient with you, if this person is not trying to get to know you, you'll know it because it won't be real. That person is not really trying to be with you. That person is really there for themselves.
Herman said that is a form of manipulation.
It is.
Herman Burton,
Everybody wants to get married.
But it's a selfish, because really a lot of people are very selfish with that. Like I said,
they were doing that because
there's a purpose behind that. They are broken. Yeah. Manipulation is coming from a broken place.
Right, and that broken place cannot be fixed with marriage.
Marriage.
That
exactly.
Ceremony, oh my God, it could be the best ceremony that you've ever seen. I'm talking about fairy tale, everything, the princess, and you just feel so amazing. But after you take all of that garb off, and after you go home, and after a couple of months or years into it, you realize, wow, you know, I got married, but why?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that get married, the reason why they can't talk good about their marriage because they don't understand, they really don't know why.
That's right. Why did
I get married?
Those empty feelings cloud your judgment.
They do. I agree.
They cloud your judgment because it allows you to miss every sign that say, don't get married.
Right. So because we love that person, we get married. Because we don't want anybody else to have that person, we get married. It's a lot of reasons why people say they get married. But the whole point that I was trying to make, outside of the motives of the heart of that person, nobody knows your motive. You could make it seem like your motive for being with this person is so pure, and you can make them think whatever, but only God truly knows the motive of people's heart.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fool God. So that's why you have to go to God and ask, is this person for me? And truly listen, because God will give you the answer. He'll tell you, he'll show you certain things, but you can't ignore it because you want to be with that person.
Lady Free, baby, you know what else is another void filler? Not just physical intimacy, but being lonely.
Loneliness.
Loneliness is a, I think that's even worse, because some people do not like, especially if you've been in a relationship half of your life and all of them did not work out. Some people just do not like to be by themselves. And it's like, to me, I used to say this. I'm single not because I like not because I can't get with nobody.
Right.
I'm single because I'm not settling.
Yes.
That's when I was single. Because I chose not to settle. Yeah. I'm not settling no more. And a lot of times, we, for the sake of not being lonely, we will settle. We will settle.
Yep.
This guy's here. Well, he's the man of the house. How?
And then we get married.
And then we get married because we don't want to be lonely.
And then you find out that being lonely while you're single is not as bad as being lonely while you're married.
Some people do not want to spend time by themselves to really hear direction from God.
But when you are in that place, it may be a place where you may feel lonely, but you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because in that place of solitude, in that singleness, that's the place where God meets you. He meets you in that place, and he helps you to see what love really looks like. He'll love on you. He'll be that the husband to the husbandless. I'm talking about that is real.
That's
a
right.
lot of times we don't take the time out to really understand how God plays a part in our singleness. He will love on you in such a way that when he finally decides to bring that man or that woman along, you will notice it. That love will be familiar to you.
Look, read what Mia wrote. That
she said, "That's why I used to." I used the word complimenting.
Complimenting.
She said, "That's why I use the word complimenting. Your God-given spouse will cause the hidden things to be uncovered."
Yes.
"And heal." And heal.
This is why you do not settle. Like I said, because at the end of the day, when it's God, he will heal those broken places.
He will. Come on. And he will. That's where I wanted to go.
He will heal those broken places. And he will put somebody in your place or in your circle, or even the person that he has for you. He'll put that person around you to help to be able to, you know what I'm saying? That, because when we got together, babe, we helped heal each other from those broken places. So before we said we were going to go any further, we were going to be, you know what? Look, I'm tired of hiding. I'm tired of lying. I'm tired of trying to act like I ain't this. I'm this person.
I'm me.
Unapologetically. Look.
No apologies.
Take this dude for who he is or whatever. But that's when I really understood, you know what? I'm not a bad person. Even though I lost some things, it wasn't because I lost them because of me. I lost them because I wasn't supposed to be with it in the first place.
Exactly.
Some things God took away from me, and I said, "Oh no!" And I wandered in my own sorrow because I felt like there's something wrong with me, and that's because I look for love that I really didn't receive when I was younger. So it's like, and that's what a lot of us do because we look for that love from our father.
Yeah.
We look for that love from our mother. So when those things are not there, when we get older, we expect that to come in our relationships.
Oh,
we expect to get that
come
love from
now
these relationships.
Now that we,
you know what I'm saying? And it's like, no, that is not why you should get into a relationship because you're looking for love.
Oh my.
You share love. You got to bring in your own level of love to share it with that person.
Yeah, Quincy said, especially during the holidays.
That's right, Quincy.
Yeah. Valentine's Day.
Man, you know what? Nobody
want
to be lonely
somebody.
On Valentine's Day.
So
why?
So you go out and settle.
That's right. So you be with somebody just to be, say, you went out for Valentine's Day.
Or you know this person don't treat you right all year long, but on Valentine's Day, you just want everything to just be the best day ever. It's like,
hey,
wow.
Leia.
It's time.
When it get cold, I hear a lot of people, women say, I just need to be next to somebody warm because when it get cold, so I'm just, you going to invite anybody in just for a warm body? No.
Yeah.
Get you a teddy bear.
It's hard out here for people.
Get you a teddy bear.
Listen,
they warm, ain't they?
Listen, so at the end of the day, we have to really, really start taking some kind, change the narrative. We have to start taking some responsibility for the guys and the females that we have decided that this is going to be who females. I'm speaking for you, my perspective. We give our lives in the hands of, we put our lives in the hands of this man.
Mm-hmm.
Is this man worthy of me? That's putting, right. Because, listen, if you don't value yourself and you don't understand your worth, you wouldn't mind putting your life in the hands of somebody who's not worthy of it. But once you realize who you are, once I got to know me, Lady Free, once I realized I'm free from trying to fake and front for people and this is just who I am, flaws and all, then I was able to look in the mirror and say, I like you. I think you cool. Once I got to know me and was introduced to me and started to like me, it didn't matter if nobody else didn't like me. I liked me.
And two, y'all got to, again, I'm going to say this to y'all out there that's listening. Please don't settle with these people that will only build the foundation of shaky ground. If he don't care about your, if she don't care about your heart, because the heart is, out of the heart is what? What's that scripture?
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
That's right. So what really is in your heart is going to come out.
Come out of your mouth.
It's going to come out of your mouth. So the thing is, if the person don't really care about your heart,
it's going to come out of his mouth.
It's going to come out of his mouth. And then you'll know it. You'll know that. But at the end of the day, he got to be able to care about your heart so he can know about you. So he can know about you.
Yeah.
If he don't care about how you feel, meaning, let's explain that. Caring about your heart is caring about how you feel.
Yeah.
How you think.
Yeah.
What you don't like.
Right.
What you do like.
Me.
You know what I'm saying?
Caring about me.
Caring about you.
Yeah.
And it's like, how can we sit there and say ourselves that we're helping? Because I, you know what? I did it. I'm a witness.
Uh-huh.
I felt like who I was and who I felt God made me be would help change that person that I was with. I was like, oh, I could be with her. I know she crazy as hell. I know she crazy. I know she sliced my tire. But because she sliced my tire, I can change her
you
from being a tire.
Yeah,
guy. I thought I was just that guy that can change the tire slicer to not being a tire slicer. But if she's a tire slicer, she's a tire slicer.
You thought you was that dude.
I thought I was that dude. I really did.
Yeah.
And a lot of us think we are that dude.
That dude for me. But
a lot of us think we are that dude or that girl that we can change this person from being who they are. But it's like,
you cannot change.
You can't change that. And because, like I said, and because we get in these situations, we ignore it, it kind of clouds our judgment for a lot of things that stops us from making decisions. Yeah. And the time we think, and trust me, marriage don't stop that. Marriage is not the key to those type of situations.
Actually, if you come in the marriage broken, then what usually happens, because, see, once you're married, then that's like two. God says when there are two, two can put 10,000 to flight. One will put 1,000 to flight. These, we talking about spiritual demons. And one will put 1,000. Two will put 10,000. So even if you got married under the wrong pretenses or whatever, or whatever the case, Satan going to come. He going to try to break that thing apart. If you already broken, trust me, in those places of your brokenness that you didn't get healed before you got married, he knows those are the target areas. So he's going to probably come and cause discord in your own mind based on what you already feeling about men or based on what you already feeling about yourself, your insecurities. He might say the wrong thing and make you feel like somebody else made you feel when they made you feel insecure. Oh, you know, you know where I'm going with this.
But see, here's another thing too. I know we always use this scripture, and it says, "Where two or three are gathered in His name, the God will be in the midst." We always use that scripture because we feel like if it's two of us, oh, we are more stronger than it being one of us, and that's the misconception of what that scripture is. But it says right before that scripture, if you had an ought against your brother, you would go to him in the spirit of love.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is when two are coming together to deal with a situation, and God will be in the midst because you're coming together to handle the situation.
In the spirit of love.
In the spirit of love. That means God will be in the midst of you two coming together. So if we are in a situation, that means God is there. But if the situation is not working out, that means that person is not listening to God and not understanding that God is right there to help us work through these issues. So the thing is, these are signs that let us know that this is not a fixable situation when, first of all, somebody don't understand that God is always right here in the midst of everything that we go through to work out every situation.
If there is a love for God.
There has to be a love for God and understanding that. If we come right. together with the Spirit to work it out, God's going to be there to help us work it out.
And that happens in marriage.
And
if
that happens.
You and this person coming together with desiring to fix the problem and God is in the middle of it because y'all coming together. See, right in that middle right there, that's where he is. So if I'm here and Jesse's here and we're coming together, that microphone where it is, that's God in the middle of it. So while we're
come
trying
on.
To work out that situation, if
come
we're coming
come
with, it with the heart of love, because God is love, then he's going to help us to work it out. That's what happens in marriage. It's not that people have the perfect marriage or people don't get along in marriage. It's that when we have aughts against each other, do we come with God being in the middle, having a desire to fix it and work it out? Because if we do, he will.
Yes.
You have to have that in marriage. You can't have one person that's totally selfish and all they think about is they self and they pointing fingers. That's your fault. If you wouldn't have did this and that, and you feel like if you feel like that every time this person and you have an issue, they always blaming you, but they never take fault for themselves. Mm-hmm. That is a toxic situation. Mm. That will not change after marriage. The only thing that will change that is God himself. And you're going to have to get on your knees. Now, if you choose to marry that person anyway, then guess what? It's not going to fix it, but you're going to be on your knees a lot.
Yeah.
You're going to just have to deal with the fact that this is what you decided to do. Marriage is not the end all be all. Marriage is the beginning of purpose.
That's right. And we just got to realize too, it's time to bridge the gap from what we're trying to be.
Yeah.
To who we really are.
Come on.
We got to bridge that gap.
Yeah.
Because when you can really deal with who you really are.
Who am I?
Who am I? My that's a question that my wife when we help counsel or we talk
that's the
couples,
first question.
That's
who
the first
are you?
Question my wife asks is the who and you believe a lot of people say they don't know who they are.
99% of the people say they face do like this. I never thought, but you gonna have those people who
you get
are.
That, do it again, babe.
It's like.
I'm not laughing because, but it is. You'd be surprised.
But then you'll have those few that try to, that's big up on themselves, and they'll try to make up this elaborate answer. You know, well, I am. No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the people that can really be honest and say, "Dog, I don't know who I am." If you want to know who you are, you got to go to the person that created you, the man with the master plan.
Because
ask God, who am I?
Yeah,
start there.
And the reason why we say that is because if you don't know who you are, then how can you?
How dare you try to get upset when somebody don't love you?
Yeah, how you,
when
you don't even know who you are.
Introduce them to who you are.
Because
you don't even
that,
know yourself.
See how she took that out? Right at the word, she took the word right out of my mouth.
You didn't get to know you.
Snatched
it. You didn't get to know you. But you upset because he don't love me.
Yeah, he don't
well,
know.
Well,
he
who he's supposed to be loving?
Who in the heck he's supposed to be loving? This
you
imposter.
Don't know who you are. He can't possibly know somebody that
you
know.
What that's like? You know what that's like being in a play? On being on stage, right?
Uh-huh.
And you on there with a bunch of actors and you the only one talking and you taking on everybody and everybody looking at you like,
baby, you gotta explain that better. You lost me, baby. Say it again.
You know what that's like.
Okay, come on.
That's like being in a play.
In a play.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And you're on stage.
You on stage.
And you're acting.
You acting.
And you taking everybody's lines and you
oh,
being
oh you taking everybody's
you taking
lines.
Everybody's lines and uh-huh. you being all these characters and everybody
you
looking
being
at
everybody
you yeah you being every you taking because you taking everybody's lines
yeah
and you try that means you trying to act like
you trying
somebody,
to figure out yeah. which character you are
no you know you just taking on everybody's role and it's like and the person sitting there like who are you
who are you
who are you supposed to be
yeah
you know what I'm saying like ain't you supposed to be either the lead role or the second lead role
because I'm supposed to treat the lead role like this
yeah
and I'm supposed to treat this person but if you this person then how you gonna get mad at me because I don't know how to treat you
oh I don't know the lines in the part of the
come
play
on. We have to get to know who we are start there ask God to heal you of these broken places these voids the only person big enough to fill these voids is God because he's the Holy Ghost and a ghost is like a shadow it can stretch in all the places a human being can't do nothing but fit in a part that their body is well anyway I kind of went a little
solid,
too deep for myself on that one
how solid is the foundation
Yes. how the foundation solid, has to have purpose in it.
How solid
I need
is
you to let
foundation.
Me know, what do you have me, if I am going to marry you, what do you have for me to do? What is my purpose in your life? Or am I just supposed to cook, clean,
that's right,
and,
Candy,
and all of those the natural things? Because marriage is really a spiritual union.
Come on.
It's not natural. Ain't nothing natural about this. That's why when you hit it in the natural, it don't work.
And then, too, you know what we got to stop doing, y'all? Sex is not the reason to get married. I mean, and I'm telling you, I was that dude,
baby,
man.
That's serious for you, huh?
Yes, because what we do is we give this person the benefits of a marriage without the benefits of them, we are one. We give them the benefits of the marriage without the marriage.
I mean, I've done it. I mean, this is no judgment.
Yeah, it's no judgment. I've done it. I was experience. Like, yeah, like, man, yeah. I was that guy. And I felt like, you know, because what happens with that, now there comes a level of ownership. Now, you know what I'm saying? Hmm. I ain't committing, but I don't want you being with nobody else.
Yeah.
That's ownership.
Now you know how good you are.
Yeah,
now
that's ownership on something you.
Swing off that chandelier and hit a backflip and be all right. So now he want to keep you. He don't want nobody else to have
that. That's ownership on something you are not committed to.
No commitment.
No. How can you keep paying a car note and you ain't signed the paperwork?
Right. And it, no matter how many times he say he going to go down to the dealership and handle the paperwork, it don't matter. He ain't do it yet.
He ain't do it. But you know
no
what, though?
No ownership.
But you know
I'm
what, though?
I'm not nobody's possession.
These are some of the reasons why a lot of people feel like their situation is great without the marriage, because they believe if they get married, then it'll mess up everything they have as a single couple.
Yeah.
So many people believe that if they get married, they're going to mess up everything that they have as a single couple.
But what they
do, you know how backwards that is?
I know. What they don't understand is when you do it right, this thing is a beautiful journey. It's some uphills and some downhills. It's some valleys. It's some mountains. It's some streams. You get an opportunity to do all of this with someone. You get an opportunity to fight for someone that you love instead of fighting the person you love. Mm-hmm. Marriage is actually an amazing thing, but the reason why it's looked at so bad and frowned upon so much and divorce rate is so high is because we don't know what it really is. We getting into it for the wrong motives, and we never thought to just take the time to think, why do I want this? Why would I desire to be married? And like I was saying, a woman putting her life in the hands of this, is he capable? Do he walk away when problems come because it gets too tough? If so, it will happen in marriage. And trust me, in marriages, problems do come. Can he solve problems? Will he stick and stay? Or is he the type of guy that all he do is fuss?
And how does that look like you hooking up? First of all, you got abandonment issues. And when you get in a situation with the dude you with, he walk out because he don't know how to deal with it.
And you feel abandoned every time, over and over.
Every time you feel abandoned. But again, for the sake of a relationship, we'll just say, well,
for the sake of not wanting to be alone.
Well, he walks out. That's what he does. But and deep down inside, you're hurting yourself.
Yeah.
Because you got abandonment issues. And that's not cool.
He should come to not heal you, but be a part, because God uses people to be a part of the healing process of your abandonment issues, not to be the person that keeps opening up the womb. Mm-mm. No.
And one thing, too, that I had to learn, I really learned this. I had to learn this the hard way. Silence is a deadly killer.
It's a vice, boy.
Silence is a 9mm. You might as well pull a trigger. Seriously. Because if you're with somebody who gets silent and shuts down.
It's the silent treatment.
Who shuts down in the midst of arguments, who shuts down because they just don't want to deal. That is, one thing I had to learn to do with my wife, I don't shut down on her. I let her know, look, now is not the time. But there's communication going on.
And you do it like that, too.
Now is not the time.
Now is not the time.
Because, look, I'm going to say something that I'm going to regret later, or I don't want you to say something that's going to make me say something.
You haven't done that in a minute, though.
Because we've
cultivated that thing.
Because our practice was so great at it until now, it was just like automatic. We just know, we automatically know.
We
don't have to rehearse that no more.
But see,
because you know, like, okay, he's upset now. Let me know. We'll deal with it later. But at the end of the day, we don't silence each other out because You know what I'm saying? We got to know how, that's the key.
Yeah.
You got to know how each other feels.
You need to hear my heart.
You got
to
hear your heart, man. You got to know how they feel. You got to, I'm telling you, if you don't know how somebody feels and they're walking around not saying nothing, that is a silent killer.
I would not trust you if you
I would never trust a person like that if you never able to open your heart. Even, first of all, that's really how you know where somebody's heart really is, in the midst of trouble.
Yeah.
Because that's when they really being honest.
Yeah. So take a good look, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it is.
How does that person react when trouble comes?
Donella said it's a form of abuse. Yes, it is. It's a form of abuse.
We need to start calling these things
out.
That's
right.
That's
silence
what that
is not good. It is not. Even if you're having an issue, me and my wife say this. This is like, we say this all the time.
It's just an issue. We can come back to it, but we're not going to let that issue run our whole day.
Because we're having an issue right now, guess what? We put that issue to the side and we still enjoy each other
and
as a married couple.
And I pray about that thing. I go to war and then God fixes it. He helps. He's a partner in I would say crime, but not in crime. But he's a partner. He will help you. But anyway, listen, this is the thing. We have to really truly understand one thing. Marriage is beautiful. It is not the answer to fix broken pieces, but it is something that God has made to help us with the purpose in the kingdom. He has to have a work for you to do, women. And women, we have to go in being helpers and know that we're going to have to go to war a lot on our knees in prayer for our husbands. This is what marriage is. And God is not finna, he's not wasting a lot of time these days for us to get to make all of these mistakes. He's helping. This platform, he's helping. He's saying, listen, and then apply.
That's right.
Don't just listen. This is not just supposed to be for entertainment. This is truly to help someone.
Yes, it is. Listen, y'all, man, listen. We want to say again, y'all, we thank y'all who've been supporting, who've been rocking with us for this year, man.
Yes, we are.
Man,
excited.
We want to give a special shout out to these guys, Marcus and Quincy Whetstone from Sacred Stone Studios, man. They've been rocking with us during this pandemic. They've been holding us down. And, man, I thank God for them guys, man. Yeah. You know, we'll be celebrating this Saturday, y'all, 1 year. We partnered with Love Fellowship.
At the Shift Love Ball.
We're having a Shift Love Ball.
Sold out, y'all.
Saturday.
We sold out.
This Saturday.
All
and
tickets
been sold. Have been sold
Amen.
Out, y'all. And this is no goodness of our own because we don't know too many people out here in Houston. But we just thank God we know God.
Yeah.
And the people trust what we do and they trust them, the ministry that God gave us. And they're coming out to support. They're coming out to just help us, I mean, celebrate this 1 year, man. And then to y'all, man, I want to thank God for this wonderful woman that's always by my side, y'all.
Always.
Always by my side.
I'm always by your side.
She's always by my side, man. Even when I go to the bathroom, she's by my side.
See.
But no, seriously, that's though, I thank God for much. This. I thank God for this good thing that God gave me, the gift.
I thank God that he has given us the wisdom to ask him first how to do it.
Yeah.
Because we have no clue.
I know, man, sometimes, man, y'all don't understand. And because we have our moments, but we don't go to each other with the moments. We go to God
first.
With the moments first.
Communication
and then
is
God
key
brings us
God
back together
first.
With the very thing that we went to him with.
Yeah.
We come with each other with the thing that we went to God for.
So are we gonna wrap this up? Or
yeah,
we're
gonna wrap
this
up. I got that.
I'm saying, is this gonna be the end of this one? Or are we gonna do?
I don't know.
We're
gonna see what God say. You know what I mean? Y'all come and support us, y'all.
Let's pray.
Yeah. Lord, we thank you, God. We honor you, God. We bless your name, God. We thank you, God. Oh, God, touch this Sacred Stone Studios, God, that has been so gracious to us for this year, God.
Thank you, Lord. You're amazing.
We ask you to bless them, God.
Bless in a mighty way.
A hundredfold, God. God, return back the blessings that they have been to us, God.
Yes.
And God, we just asking you, God, to just bless each and every marriage, God. Each and every relationship that desires to be married, God. God, you let them know, God, that they will not be able to do it without you, God.
You are the answer.
You are the answer, God.
You are the
creator.
Answer. Wow.
You are the maker, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Whenever we need help, God, we have to go to our maker, God.
Yes.
You are the maker, Father.
God.
You are the potter, God, and we are the clay, God. So continue to shape us. Continue to mold us. Continue to lead us, God, in the pathway of righteousness.
In Jesus' name
we pray.
Amen.
And we thank
you. We'll see you guys later. Thank you again. Like and share.
Like and share, man. Please like and share.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.